With so many guests, I guess I should start with an introduction. My name is Bill Murray. I'm the rector, that is the head priest here at Holy Innocents, and we're delighted to have so many of you here with us today as guests and visitors. We have the baptismal families. We're excited to have all of you here. We have the Vacation Bible School kids and families. Great to have you here. And we have the volunteers for Vacation Bible School. It is a great day to be together. It's perfect for Pentecost. It works across so many levels. And with so many things going on, I figured I would shorten my sermon. I'm only going to preach about 45 minutes today. Kidding. That's not don't worry. We're about 5 or 7. We're good. It is good to be here. Today is the Feast of Pentecost, the moment where the Holy Spirit lands on the disciples and the church is born. And we have 3 magnificent readings, each one better than the last, each one trying to explain what's going on this day. I'm going to start with the hard one first, though. It's the Gospel of John, and the Gospel of John is notorious for having lots of circular logic. And if you can figure it out, please explain it to me later, because no one's really been able to fully penetrate John. It's one of those moments where officially Jesus is saying, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to take care of you when I'm gone. But he doesn't just say that. He goes, well, the Father is in me, and I am in the Father, and the Father is in the Spirit, and the Spirit is in him, and the Spirit is with me, and he's with you, and we're all with each other. Got it? And no one ever gets it. Sometimes the best way to understand some of the readings is to actually tell another story, a story that I particularly love that helps expand or hopefully opens our eyes to what's really going on, is one that's used often. It is called The Fisher King. It is referenced by T.S. Eliot in his poem The Wasteland, by Hemingway in The Sun Also Rises. It's repeated over and over and over again, but we never quite hear it enough or understand it. The version I like particularly comes from the movie The Fisher King from Terry Gilliam. That is one of the original members of Monty Python. And from his cracked worldview, he made that movie. But the story goes something basically like this. There once was a king who, when he was a boy, had to prove his courage by spending the night in the forest. And while he was in the forest, he received a sacred vision. He saw in the flames of a fire the Holy Grail, the very symbol of God's grace in the world. And he heard a voice from the fire that said, "You shall be the keeper of the Grail and shall heal the hearts of men." Now the boy, seeing this vision, became ecstatic and excited, and he felt invincible, more than a boy, more like God. And he reached his hand into the fire to grasp the chalice. And when he did, it disappeared, and his hand was horribly burned. And as he grew older, the wound grew deeper. And in time, he grew sick and weary. He could not love or be loved. He became sick with experience. He began to die. Well, along came a fool, and he came into the castle, and being a fool, he was a simple-minded fellow. He didn't see a king or a castle. He just saw a man who was hurting and ill. And so he walked up to him and said, "Friend, what ails you?" And the old king said, "I am thirsty. Can I have a drink to parch? My throat is parched." And so the fool grabbed a cup right next to the bed, filled it with water, and gave it to the king. And as the king drank from the cup, he realized his wounds were healed. And he looked down, and there in his hands was the Grail, that which he had sought all his life. And the king, amazed, said, "How did you, a fool, find something that my bravest and my strongest could not find?" And the fool said, "I don't know. I just saw a man who was thirsty and gave him something to drink." It's a beautiful story, isn't it? It's a simple story, because ultimately that is as simple as it is for our faith. That is, we want it to be this huge, big event. We have this image and we celebrate it today with Pentecost of flames of fire coming down and transformations. And we have this idea that the church began and everything in the world changed. And we also, like that boy, get, well, convinced of power and wonderful things are how it should all work. We become convinced that building a bigger church or a better place becomes what matters. Bigger buildings, fancier things. But Jesus didn't say, go and build kingdoms, go and build big buildings. He said, I'll be with you when two or three are gathered together. I'll be with you when you share the kingdom. I'll be with you when you walk with each other. I'll just be with you as brothers and sisters, caring for each other. The glory of this day as we celebrate Vacation Bible School, and we talked about it in Vacation Bible School with the story of the Good Samaritan caring for the person right next to you, right in front of you. We talk about it so much in the church that it's really as simple, being a Christian as simple as just loving the person right next to you. So I'm going to make you all uncomfortable for 2 seconds. I just want you to turn to the person beside you and say, glad you're in the church today. The beauty of the story of the Fisher King is that is exactly where God is present, not in all the trappings of the church, not in all of our glories, and it can be glorious like it is today, but it is just that simple hello and greeting and caring for the person next to you is where God is found. In sharing a little bread and wine and welcoming a new family in baptism, and I pray that we can all be more like the fool than the king. That we can all simply find love by caring for the people around us. If we can do that, then we truly will be part of God's kingdom. We'll truly understand Pentecost. And yeah, we might even understand the Gospel of John a little better too. If we can do that, we will truly find God's kingdom. Amen.